Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, wrapping up our 19th anniversary show. The broadcast the first time 19 years ago today, and we're wrapping up that celebration. Thank you for letting me be a little extra obnoxious this week as I've celebrated this milestone. I encourage you to do the same thing. Steve Forbes is our guest, folks. He's, as you know, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Steve, I've been telling my audience that when you have milestones as a business, that means you survived another year or you accomplished another thing. Customers like hearing about that, don't they?
They do indeed. They like the idea of durability because that reassures them that you've met the needs of customers in the past, and therefore that gives them confidence in the present and future. Absolutely. Brands are, especially in this digital age, brands are more important than ever before. The Internet will commoditize everything if you're not careful.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so folks, that's one of the reasons why I'm a little extra obnoxious is I wanted to just kind of be a model for you to help you realize that you need to celebrate those milestones. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Forbes.com, folks, be sure to check that out. Let's talk about what you see. You know, from a cyclical standpoint, we should be pretty near a recession. And if we went into a recession soon, Steve, that would be the first time in my knowledge in history when we went from recession to recession without ever having an expansion. What do you think? Are we going to dodge that? Was the new president going to help us dodge the recession? The next one.
Yeah, if they move on those things we've been talking about, big tax cuts, deregulation, energy freedom, health care reform, so that businesses actually know what their costs are going to be, and they don't have to worry about if you work an extra hour, their costs are going to quadruple because of, you know, violating the hours worked each week and that kind of nonsense.
Right.
Yeah. People want to move forward. They don't like this 20-mile-an-hour economy we have.
Well, when I think about how small business energy has been pent up for the last 8 years, Steve, and it has been. I mean, I poll them, I talk to them, I report on other surveys, a lot more scientific than mine, and the entrepreneurial energy in America has literally had a lid on it for 8 years. If we could release those animal spirits, this economy could leap off the ground, couldn't it?
Absolutely. No reason why it shouldn't. People don't like running in place.
Well, that's
not the American way.
Well, I'll tell you something else. We need one of the things that I think will be a major shot in the arm is if he can pass the reform that will allow the major corporations to repatriate the cash that they've got.
Yes.
They've got overseas. They'll have to do something with that money, and I'm hoping they'll invest it back into the Main Street economy. Steve, we need big companies to come back and be our customers again.
Absolutely. You need all of these cylinders working, and instead of just buying in stock and financial engineering, we need real productive investment again. And when you have the right environment, that'll start to happen. Right now, you get big by merging, or buying in stock.
Not
the way you make.
Do you think that'll be on high on his agenda?
Yes. Oh, I think he gets that, and that's like a found treasure.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get your hands on it.
Well, if he stays over there, we don't get the revenue, and it doesn't help us. So how about just put a moratorium on it, bring it back, and let it do some good here?
Absolutely.
Will the companies bring it back if they're released from the tax burden of it? Will they bring it back?
Oh, sure. You know, we're the only country in the world, just about, there are a handful of others, that tax profits not only what you make here, which is fine, but they're all taxing profits you make, money you make overseas.
Right.
And the other countries don't do that. So we're handcuffing ourselves. That's why you have these crazy things like so-called inversions, where if you change your headquarters address, you can save a bunch of money on taxes. That's nuts.
Steve, are you going to be President Trump's Secretary of Commerce or Secretary of Treasury? Which one are you going to take?
I'm going to be a cheerleader.
Would you, if he offered you one of those jobs, would you take it?
If the president offers you something, you take it.
You take it, don't you? Well, he'd be smart to make you that offer, and I hope he listens to you.
I hope he listens to you, because as you know, small business is the backbone of the economy.
There's no question about that. I hope he knows that. Hey, Steve, thanks again for 14 great years, for you joining us all these years, and thank you for being part of what we do.
It's been an honor. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, editor-in-chief and of Forbes Media. You know all about that. And his book, Reviving America, it's right in line with what we're going to be experiencing, so I encourage you to go out and find it. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off on our 19th anniversary day. Thank you for 19 great years, folks. Let's do 19 more. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.